right. We're right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. It is 4:07 in the afternoon. How you doing, everybody? Hey, let's just get a quick check of the weather right now before we get started. Our very special guest today is Tracy Marcingill from out there on Piedmont Agency on Aging. Right now, 59 degrees and beautiful sunny skies right here in Greenwood. Tonight, we are looking for mostly clear skies with a low of 33. Tomorrow, Friday, except for a few afternoon clouds, it's going to be basically a sunny day with a high of 64. And tomorrow night, looks like we're going to have cloudy skies overnight, but a low of 42. So, that's the weather right here on WCRS. So, how you doing today, Tracy Marcingill?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. Very good. You know, it seems like this is the time of the year we always get together and talk about something exciting.
I know, and I love it. And thank you, Ann, for always having me on to talk about something I like talking about.
Absolutely. So. Well, how was Thanksgiving? I mean, you had a lot of help with that, and let's see, Carolina Vascular came on.
Yes, they sponsored the meal. They sure did, and we had to turn volunteers away. Isn't that a blessing? And some we didn't turn away. We actually asked them if they wanted to do the holiday gift bags we got right. coming up in December, but
sure.
we had plenty of volunteers. We did about 100 meals out that day
wow.
for Thanksgiving, so...
Well, that was great. And, you know, the thing about the Thanksgiving one, sometimes families do that, don't they, and go in groups to take meals.
They do, and it's a great opportunity for people who work during the week and they need something. They want to volunteer, but they can't, so that's a great opportunity for them and for children to be involved because
sure.
they're not in school, and everybody's already ready to do stuff like that at Thanksgiving, so it's great.
Well, how were the meals out there this time? Was it good stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
traditional turkey dressing, you know, turkey and dressing. And I think they had sweet potatoes. I'm trying to remember when they were packaging because we had Greenwood SGA, Greenwood High School SGA students come out and help us package and help
That's
even
great.
Deliver some to the outlining areas of where Shoals. So yeah, it went really great.
You know, one of your big programs is Meals on Wheels out there. And how's Meals on Wheels doing?
Doing good. You know, we still have our waiting list. But, you know, we're trying just to maximize that money that we can. And doing fundraisers like we're going to talk about is a way that we're able to continue to provide for those that are in need.
Absolutely. Now, we had Lieutenant Governor Glenn McConnell on.
Right.
And he was out there checking out your programs and everything, and they want to help do more to keep seniors in their homes.
They
Isn't that
do.
Terrific?
That is. That really is. And I was it was good to see him and to meet him, and he came to our 96 site, and we were able to see him there and tell him a little bit about our program. The 96 site had just recently got the new cafe renovations done, so it looked really great. That was actually my first time seeing it, I'm ashamed to say. but I'm never there, you know, during the
sure.
day when they're open. But so it looked really good, and so we were really excited.
That's great. That's great. So good stuff going on. Now, do you ever need more volunteers for Meals on Wheels?
We always need volunteers because a lot of times, especially during summer and things like that, we'll lose some volunteers periodically. They go on vacation.
Sure.
So substituting is good. So it may be, you know, a lot of people think they have a major commitment, but you can, you know, yeah, you can volunteer once a week. We've got volunteers about do it every day. But, you know, you might could volunteer once a month. Even if you decided to get with the group, we always tell people, you know, if you can't do it just in your office, if y'all want to do it as a group, everybody gets one day a week. And if you got five of you, or, you know, you only do it once a month. So it's a great opportunity to get involved.
Sure. So just for if somebody is sitting there thinking, well, that's a great idea, I might like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they call?
Well, I'm going to have them call the Nutrition Center because that is where the meals come out of Greenwood. Now, if we have people listening that's in Abbeville area, there's a different number. And then if they're in 96, if they're in that area, then there will be a different number as well. But, you know, 223-2233 will get you started. So, you know, so if they want to call that, that's our Nutrition Center.
And that number again is?
223-2233.
2233. That's an easy one.
Yes, it is. We hope to be. But, you know, look up Meals on Wheels in the phone book. If you're driving down the road and you can't write it, Meals on Wheels, Piedmont Agency on Aging, we're under there. So.
Now, not only do you have to sign up to volunteer to take meals to people, which is, of course, a very rewarding experience, but you need help also, don't you, sometimes in the nutrition center, the kitchen, packing, and all that kind of stuff?
Exactly. They have volunteers that come in and package bread and do things like that in, at the site itself. So we also have people that can come into our congregate sites and volunteer. So there's a lot of different opportunities. And we haven't even got into the daycare that we have. Some people don't know we have the intergenerational daycare, but that's another opportunity to volunteer. So Meals on Wheels doesn't have – that is our primary and our largest volunteer pool, but that doesn't have to be the only one. So.
You know, the Intergenerational Daycare Center, I think a lot of people probably don't know what a great opportunity and how well that has worked. Why don't you tell us just a little bit about that?
Okay. Well, that facility, when we moved out of Bailey Circle and we built our new facility on South Thurmond Road behind Piedmont Technical College back in 2000, we built the intergenerational facility with that. So it has our Lifetime Discoveries daycare along with our Greenwood Congregate Meal site and our executive offices, which is where our executive director is, my office is, and also our transportation department comes out of that office. We opened the daycare with probably 20 kids back in 2000. Now it has over 120.
Wow.
It's licensed by the Department of Social Services, just like any of your other daycares. It's just different that it's under the umbrella of PAOA, and so it pays a large percentage of the overhead. A lot of people don't understand why we would get into a daycare business. But when a large overhead is paid through that program, it's like I try to call it a fundraising project because it pays so much of the overhead that guess where the extra money gets to go to? Services for seniors. So parents pay their private tuition. You know, there's no money from seniors taken to benefit that. If anything, it benefits the seniors. So it's a really great program.
Now, what do you mean about intergenerational? I mean, how do the seniors benefit from having this here?
Well, we have, of course, their house are in the same facility. So we have supervised interaction between the two groups, and they'll have activities where they'll stroll down to the senior center and get to see the seniors, or the seniors might get to float in the daycare, but again, all supervised, but it's just great. We did research, and it has proven to be a very good benefit for both groups, for, you know, for the children and the seniors. We think about a lot of people who maybe they've moved away from their parents, and so their child is growing up with very little interaction with an older individual. So sometimes this is maybe the only person they kind of know that's older. So it's really neat that they get this experience. And we've actually heard parents say that, you know, that how I love this because, you know, we don't really have a grandparents around. So it's been great.
In a win-win situation.
It has. It really has.
So that is right out there, right behind Piedmont Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful facility out there.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Christmas. We got lots of good stuff to talk about, and you'll be able to even participate in the Christmas bags. So stay tuned right here on WCRS 1450 AM. And don't forget, if you got a question for Tracy, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on D72 Bypass. And, of course, out there at Piedmont Agency on Aging, they're always cooking up something.
Yes, we are. We're good at cooking up things.
That's right. And, of course, your next big program, I mean, this is really big, is going to be Meals on Wheels at Christmas at the Stables, the livery stables over there in Abbeville. Now, what gave you the idea to go there to do something?
Okay. Well, we have actually, we're combining our two Christmas festivals. We have done the one in Greenwood at the Greenwood.
You're tired, aren't you?
I don't want to say that, but it is going to, well, I won't say easier, but it's going to simplify things.
Sure.
Yeah. But we've done that one about 5 years. And then two years ago, we did one in Abbeville.
Sure.
And for the first year, it was sort of an open house type of thing. And it was so well attended. So we're like, well, we got to do this one again. And so we have found the Greenwood community really supports us, but the Abbeville community does as well. So we've always had fundraisers in Greenwood. So this is a nice little fundraiser to go do in Abbeville because we are a two-county region.
Sure.
So that was the decision we made. We've been wanting to do something, big fundraiser in Abbeville, so we thought, why don't we combine the two festivals, take it out of our senior centers, and put it smack dab in downtown Abbeville, which is what we did.
Absolutely.
So the livery stable is a neat place. I mean, they have a lot of wedding receptions and festival events and type of things, so I'm excited about it being there. I have no idea what it's going to look like, you know, as far as how easy it's going to be once we take all our stuff. Is it going to look festive and decorated? Because it's huge.
Right.
I mean, we're actually bringing, like, not the huge tractor-trailer truck we had last year, but very similar to put inside of it as a stage. So, I mean, it's huge.
Wow.
But we're really excited about it. So, and I hope, you know, not only will people see it, but Abbeville, if you haven't been in downtown Abbeville, it is just cute as it can be. Really great shops, and they're having a play that night. So I feel like there will probably be, hopefully, a lot of people already down there.
Right.
And hopefully they will have known we're there. Otherwise, I didn't do my job very well. But if not, if they stumble upon it, you know,
sure.
That's great, too. So.
And it's free to come to it.
It is. They can come and not spend any money.
Sure.
You know, but we're going to have a lot of things for them to do where they can eat there. They can bid on silent auction baskets.
You do some fabulous baskets now. Y'all always do that every year.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the people. That's the people in the community because that is the best fundraiser. I mean, that obviously brings more money than even all the food that we cook because we just go out in the community and ask people to give us the baskets, and it's all free money. They donate a $50, $100, $200, whatever basket, gift certificate, and from that, we see how much money we can get for it, and we usually do really well with that. So
if you want to have a good time, now tell me a little bit about what are you going to have to eat at
okay.
this event.
Okay. Well, our very famous hamburger soup,
it is homemade.
Good. It is good, and it's warm, and it's just great. It's going to be great. And we've become very famous for our tomato pies. So
tomato pie?
Yes, it's a little tomato pie that we have served. We've served it at the Taste of Christmas that we've done in the Greenwood Festival, and we've served it at a lot of our banquets, and people love it. They want the recipe for it, you know. So I talked the girl that cooks it, and Kim, into doing it, and she is going to cook them.
Okay.
So we're going to have that as a little side dish that they can get, and then we'll have that. She makes a really great zucchini relish that goes with it. So we're going to have the zucchini relish in a jar that they can buy, you know, and with the recipe on it. So if you want the recipe, you got to buy the relish. So, but when you taste the relish, you'll want to buy the relish. I eat it with tortilla chips. It's just that good. So, and then we're going to have these really great lollipop suckers. If you have seen, they have them at Starbucks, and I'm not dissing Starbucks because I love it, but they're $2.95 at Starbucks. We handmade ours probably more than they did, and they're $1. We're going to serve them for $1. So, I mean, that's our little dessert, but people have gotten wind of those and tasted those. That was what the board members were like, you got to bring those lollipop suckers back. So we started off with cornbread and soup, and now we keep adding. But you know, we want to have little pots of money, little things for people to help Meals on Wheels. You know,
sure.
And they get something in return. So
it's a win-win situation.
It is.
Now, so you're going to have, I guess, hot apple cider and hot chocolate, too?
Yep. That'll be another way for us to kind of make some money. And we have gourmet hot chocolate, so it's really good. So we're really excited about that. And then the apple cider, you know, just something festive. And, you know, it's all for them to drink and eat while they're listening to our entertainment. So we've got people within the community coming out so they can enjoy, you know, the entertainment. Just fun, family fun, you know.
Well, you know, you can't beat it. You also looks like you're going to have wagon rides around the square.
We are. Mr. Dale Wilson, who works at Piedmont Tech, we roped him into bringing
him
his. I mean, because, you know, it really makes a difference when people volunteer their time. We have a lot of great people out there. But he's going to bring his tractor, and we're going to have a little wagon ride around the square, which is pretty dang neat. You know,
yeah,
I think that's going to be pretty cool for the kids and families. And because, you know, I know they have a buggy ride in Abbeville, and I think it's a lot more than $2. So it's just good
family fun.
It is. I mean, you probably could bring $20 or $25 and, you know, feed your family, have a wagon ride, you know, have a good time. So,
sure.
I think it'll be great.
And, you know, that's an Abbeville, of course, as you said, will be all decorated and looking super. So
It will. And, you know, we'll get into the silent auction baskets because, like I said, there's a lot of great stores there for people to go shopping. I mean, you can do some really great Christmas shopping, but they can bid on our baskets, too.
That's right.
And a lot of times, you know, you may get a $100 basket for $50. I mean,
yes.
So you know, it helps us because we didn't spend any money on it, but it's going to really help you. I mean, I know people that buy baskets and they divide them up and make 3 or 4 Christmas presents
exactly.
out of them.
Exactly.
So it's a great way, you know, to shop. And I mean, I know it makes you feel good when you know, well, I was going to spend this $50 anyway on this gift, so why not help Meals on Wheels? Because that's what you're doing. You know, that money goes straight to feed a senior, you know.
You know, and what else is neat is because you have the kitchen there for doing all the cooking and everything, you've got a great advantage right there as far as getting the food together and cooking it and getting it ready to go.
We do, and you know, that is one thing that we realized. You know, we are a Meals on Wheels kitchen, and so what do? We cook, and we do that well. You know, we are really good at throwing parties with good food. And so we try to take that kitchen because that kitchen, they get there at 6 o'clock in the morning, and by 2 o'clock, the meals are cooked, packaged and delivered, you know, cleanup's done, and it's just sitting there. So we try to find opportunities to do that, and that's what this festival sort of markets some of our goodies. But I would like to talk about Meals to Go eventually, because that's another one of those little fundraisers where we've taken the kitchen and sitting there and done something with it. So
absolutely, there's a lot of good things to talk about, and they are very creative out there on Meals on Wheels. But as a nonprofit organization, one of the things that you have to be, particularly in today's economy, is creative.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And, you know, I think we find that we need to be affordable because we realize that we, you know, we're in a place where a lot of people don't have a lot of money right now. So, you know, we want to be able to let them have an opportunity where they can afford to come and have a good time and support a good cause. So, you know, it's not a big gala with a $100 ticket. You know, it's a fun family event that's very affordable. And, you know, like I said, you can come and not spend any money. You know, you can just come see us and see what we're all about, ask questions. We'd love to meet you because, you know, we feel like this is where we make friends. If we're not out there in the community telling people what we're about, letting them see our staff and see our talents, then, you know, and see how, oh, if I give money to Meals on Wheels, you know, they're going to really use it to the benefit of our community. So
it's a great opportunity. It's a win-win situation. So this is going on Saturday, December 8th. That's a week from this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You got it all done?
No, she did not ask that. No. No, we've got started. I mean, there's so much that's got to be done next week.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, we rope in people. I've got my mom and dad on standby for, you know, and they're older, bless their heart. But, you know, we just need help. So
sure.
We're hoping to.
Well, do you need some volunteers to help get this project done if somebody's listening out there today?
And they want to come, I would love for them to come.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. So.
And where should they call for that now?
Well, they can call me.
Okay.
And that would be 223-0164. And
okay.
We're going to start on Friday. You know, we'll probably load up here in the morning, but we'll probably be over at in Abbeville by 9 or so. So if you're in the Abbeville community and you want to just drop on by, you know, just let us know. Sure, because we've got, you know, we're going to have tables to set up and different things, a lot of manpower kind of things, but we'd love some help.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Well, that sounds great. Hey, you know, we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. The news is coming up. I think we ought to check and see what the price of gold did today because, you know, everybody wants to know how much their gold is worth. So let's check the price of gold right now and just see what we've got going for gold this afternoon. Has it changed up? Well, I don't know. Let's check it out before we hear the news here. So, Sharp Facets. You know, you can always check out our website, sharpfacetsgallery.com, and you can see how much that the gold is selling for. Except, there we go. Right now, gold is selling at $1,725.30. That's actually up $5.50. Silver has made it back over $34 at $34.26. So why don't you come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Right now, it's time for South Carolina News and a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're here with Tracy Marcingill just talking about all the good services that help our seniors. And, you know, we also were talking about Lieutenant Governor Glenn McConnell. And, of course, he was here in studio the day he came to town and did a whirlwind tour with all his entourage and staff and everything. But he was very impressed about what is going on here in Greenwood. And they want to expand the services to help the seniors because, as he says, where do they want to be? Do they want to be in a nursing home? Not if they don't have to be. They want to be at home. We all want to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at ways to be able to expand that. Plus, it's so much cheaper than putting a senior in a nursing home. Mm-hmm. So these are things that you can look forward to. I have no doubt that Lieutenant Governor Glenn McConnell will make many inroads. He's already had some clashes with the House down there, trying to make sure that he got the financing and stuff that they need to be able to put some of these programs in place. So that should be good news for Meals on Wheels and many organizations like yours.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
So, you know, we were talking about Meals on Wheels. We're talking about the Christmas at the Stables. Now, that's free admission. Good stuff. I mean, you can go over there and have hamburger soup and cornbread and tomato pie and zucchini relish and gourmet cake, lollipop suckers, hot apple cider, gourmet hot chocolate, wagon rides around the square, and so much more, and bid on gift baskets and get some tremendous deals, and all for very little money, but you'll be helping Meals on Wheels. So how about that? That's just a little project to keep you busy, Tracy.
That's right. Till the next one.
That's
so
right.
We'll make it through Saturday and then go from there.
But, you know, you have the hot meals that you do that are taken every day. But also you have the boxed meals. Now, one of the things that I know we have a waiting list. Now, you never used to have a waiting list.
No. And I don't know how many years ago it was, but I can remember when we didn't have a waiting list.
Sure.
So, you know, I know everybody has seen the brunt of budget cuts and things, but this box meal program has been a great way for us to pull a lot of people off that list because they will get like a 2-week supply of meals in a box. And they're not, and when I say in a box, it's not like they're all shelf stable. They're actually things that need to go into the freezer and things like that. But it's things they heat up. They get a menu, and it's looked at by a dietitian, same type of criteria that our other meals are made. They're just, they just take a little bit more prep work. It gives them a lot more flexibility, and as I was telling you on the break, we actually have people that when they get the option of getting the hot meal, they don't want it, so they like that flexibility, but some like the hot meal, and I know hot meals are important for some situations because they need it ready to go, but we also do the frozen meals as well, so those are for people who maybe need weekend meals or a supper meal or possibly even are in our outlying areas that we don't deliver a hot meal route to.
Sure. So there's lots of possibilities to help our seniors. And, you know, not only that is it taking the meal, but it's that contact with a caring adult that can notice if somebody's acting a little off kilter or notice that they're not feeling well. I mean, I don't know how many stories we've heard nationally about a Meals on Wheels or a special service person finding somebody that's, you know, maybe passed out, maybe hurt themselves, maybe didn't realize they were becoming disoriented.
Exactly. And I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, I think we have the value of the meals. We talk about fundraising and you know, but the volunteers, those are really where it's at because, you know, this organization would not be possible if it were not for the over 300 volunteers that we have volunteering for Meals on Wheels. If we had to deliver every one of these meals ourselves, we couldn't make it. So we are just so grateful for them and their financial value and what it does for the senior. Because, yes, that meal is very important. They need food to live. But, you know, that interaction and just checking on them is invaluable. I mean,
yeah.
It really is. So,
and a lot of people, that may be their only contact with another human being.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, in some cases, family's far away and they can't be there. But in some cases, I mean, we've seen cases where literally they don't have family. I mean, it's just them or their children are living with them, you know, and they're taking care of their children in some cases. So, so it's so great that, you know, that volunteer's there to check on them and their well-being too.
That's right. So, and I mean, it's a win-win situation as a volunteer. Of course, you're going to get the reward of taking the meals and getting to know people if you go on the same route all the time. And, it's a good thing. So if you'd like to volunteer, be part of Meals on Wheels, you know, there's all kinds of opportunities from packing the meals to helping in the kitchen to actually delivering the meals. And we've got to say, with the price of gas, that really is a big contribution. It's not just your time. It's a monetary because of the price of gas.
Exactly, exactly. And the only way we really can reward them, we give them a big volunteer banquet once a year.
And you feed them.
I do. We do. Imagine that. We feed them a gourmet meal. But they, you know, I think they don't do it, obviously, for that. But they,
right.
They're just great. I mean, they really are. We have some really great volunteers. And, you know, we have testimonies of people that will get up and talk about their experiences with Meals on Wheels. And you know what most of them say? How much they're blessed, that they feel like they're the ones that's been blessed. So, you know, you receive a blessing by doing it for sure.
Absolutely. So if you'd like more information about helping volunteer with Meals on Wheels, that's 223-2233. That's 223-2233. Now, that's not only in Greenwood. That's in Abbeville, 96.
That's right. We serve Greenwood and Abbeville counties. So, you know, we're in the Ware Shoals area as well, Calhoun Falls, those areas,
oh, okay.
And Due West, some parts of Due West. And so,
there you go. There's a lot going on. How many meals a day does the whole program do?
Well, you know, we've reduced. We used to do over 650 a day. Now, because of budget cuts and stuff, it's closer to 300 that we do. But I thought about something I wanted to tell you because you're a dog lover.
Mm-hmm.
We have got a program that a lot of people don't know about, but it's We Love Our Pets food program. And what we do is we have a certain amount of clients that are seniors, I guess is a better word, that have pets. And so what we do is we have gotten a grant that we've had like the last 5 years where we provide veterinary care, their pet food, and also their flea control. So we pretty much provide everything for their pets for them.
Wow. And, you know, how many people would feed their pet over feeding themselves?
That's exactly what it's for.
Right.
Exactly. So, and it's just been great. I mean, we love this little program, and a lot of people don't know we have it. But, you know, we have a little gentleman that's got a dog, and I went to see him to get this dog was about to knock him down. He was huge, and he was the sweetest thing in the world. And I'll never forget what he said. He said, "He's all I got." And so I just think about how much, you know, how much that dog means to him, you know, and the fact that we're able to help take care of that dog and make sure that the dog, Buddy's his name, is really taken very well care of and, you know, to be there for him, you know. So I just think that's a little fun little project that we got on the side.
And, you know, we've heard stories about those that didn't have dog food or cat food for theirs, and they were feeding them the meals that were supposed to be for them. and they weren't well, but the animal was doing fine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is through the Banfield Trust Foundation, but also we've had Petco. Petco has done a food drive, and they called us, and they gave us, I think, 50 pounds of dog food that we came and picked up that we were able to give to our seniors. So, you know, we're not an animal shelter or anything like that, but we kind of, you know, we have our little, you know, our little side
job. Helping keep pets at home.
That's right. There you go. And with their seniors, I know.
There you go. That's terrific. Yep. All right. Well, we're here with Tracy Marcingale. When we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about. We've got to talk about these holiday gift bag project. That's a great project coming up. And I know you have a couple other things you want to mention. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We have Tracy Marcingale with us. We've just been exchanging stories about the good lattes up there at McDonald's, and she says, "What you got in your coffee cup?" And I said, "I'm not telling." No, it's a great latte from up there at McDonald's. That's right. I have one or two, three, maybe a day. Right? Keeps me going.
Because she doesn't eat lunch, y'all. I just found that out. So.
That's it. Catch as catch can. That's right. But we've got some other good programs to talk about here. Every year you do the Holiday Gift Bag Project, and I'm sure a lot of people don't know about that, but it's really, really a good program. Let's talk about the Holiday Gift Bag Project.
Okay. I'm trying to think how many years we've done it. We were trying to figure that out the other day. But the Holiday Gift Bag Project is where we give you a list of items that you can donate. Some, a few, a whole bag full, whatever, to the seniors. And what we do is we assemble those gift bags, and they, the week before Christmas, get a very nice gift bag. And you can read some of the things in a little bit, but we have church groups and Girl Scout groups and different people that give us, and they give to this every year. So, and every year we have been able to just about, well, I think every year we have given to every senior on our program. That means our congregate seniors as well. So we are very proud of this project, and they look forward to it, and it's just so nice. So,
well, for some of them, it's the only Christmas that they have.
It's sad to think about that,
yeah,
but that's
that
quite
is.
Possible, yes.
But there's all kinds of good items on the list, everything from Kleenex to toothpaste and toothbrushes, pump liquid soap and bar soap, handy wipes, lotion, washcloths, white cotton socks, breakfast bars, tea or coffee, candy, stamps, writing pens, Q-tips, Band-Aids, wall calendars for next year. Hard to believe 2013 is here, isn't it? Fleece throws, crossword or word find puzzles, large Christmas gift bags. That's actually what you put the things in, and you need nice big gift bags to put all that in. Envelopes, anything along that line is very well appreciated.
Yes, and it's things that, you know, you may think, that's just stuff you go buy, but, you know, you would be surprised how much that means to them. And it's unisex, so it's we're able to just sort of put it together for a male or female. But
and when you're talking about a shut-in that doesn't get out, these
right.
are things that are important.
Exactly, and then it's a huge bag full of them, you
right.
know. So, I mean, it could be something where you just buy a few of those items, or, you know, we've had people that have assembled the entire gift bag already. You know,
wow.
they say, I'm going to do 10 gift bags or whatever the office is. And so those are always great. And we have people that every year, they're calling me a month or two before we even get this project started, wanting to know what's going to be in them this year, and, you know, because they're wanting to go ahead and get them.
And,
so.
And you know, if you travel a lot and you come home with all those little shampoos
mm-hmm.
and the soaps and everything,
mm-hmm.
and you wondered after you got them home, I've done this many times, gotten them all home and said, now what am I going to do with them? Those are great to donate.
They are. We do get a lot of those, and we stick those in. you know, so they're really nice to have. So, yeah, I mean,
it's
definitely.
It's a no-cost item, yet you're turning it into something very useful.
Exactly.
Now, don't you all need people to help actually the day you actually put these gift bags together?
We do. The week, and you might have to help me with the dates, but that Monday and Tuesday, the week before Christmas, we will begin assembling everything that we have. And then that Thursday, because the 14th, obviously, is when we got to have everything due.
Right.
So we start that Monday and Tuesday. And then I think it's the 19th, 18th, 19th, and 20th, maybe.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Yeah. But that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we started last year for the first time where before we used to have our volunteers that deliver the Meals on Wheels to deliver. But this year and last year, we are going to do where people can come and deliver the bags for us. So those of you that didn't get to do Thanksgiving, and that's what I do when they called, I was like, well, we got the holiday gift bags in December. So a lot of them said, yes, put me down for that. So it is a great opportunity for you and your family to go and deliver the gift bags. And imagine that's even better than delivering a meal, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So they'll get to do that. And, you know, we're real flexible on when those can be delivered because it's not like a mealtime thing.
Sure.
So, you know, you can deliver anywhere from, say, 10 o'clock, 9:30, whatever, till probably about 4 or 5.
Sure.
So, you know, we were thinking for kids, or they're actually, I think, they're out of school on the 19th or half a day on the 19th, so the kids are actually out of school those three
days. That's a great opportunity.
It is. If parents were going to be off or, you know, whatever, that they could take the kids with them as well. So, and you'll get a route, just like you would a meal route for that day, but you'll get to take the bags to them instead. So.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, what a great opportunity for the shut-in, for the seniors,
yes,
to be able to see some kids and
exactly,
be part of the whole thing.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's what Christmas is all about. It's all about the spirit. It's all about the giving. It's all about the what you can do for somebody else. So this is your opportunity right here to get involved in the Holiday Gift Bag Project. They want to do it. You have, what, over 300 seniors, roughly,
mm-hmm,
that you're going to try to do gift bags for?
Mm-hmm.
Not you're going to try. You will do gift bags for.
We will. We always have, yeah.
That's right. So if you'd like to be involved in this project, it's a great one. Whether you are out there shopping and you see some extra items, you can just pick up a few. If you want to do the gift bags, hey, that's great, too. There's a lot of different levels of participation.
There is. And, you know, if you're not a shopper and you avoid, like, Walmart, like I do, sorry, I shouldn't even say the store, but anyway. But, you know, you don't get out. You can send money. I mean, you know, and
right,
and you can coin it for the holiday gift bags, because what we'll do is if we're missing items or those bags, a lot of times people donate items, but we don't have the big, large bags for
sure
them. So every year I'm usually buying sometimes close to 100 bags. So, and they're about $1 a piece. So, you know, so that's a way for you to contribute as well.
So don't feel that if you can't get out and help out or you don't want to go shop, you can send them a check. That's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want more information about this or you want to talk to Tracy, 223-0164, and that's extension 231. Give her a call. You want to talk to everybody, don't you?
Yes, absolutely,
yes,
absolutely.
So it's your opportunity to be part of a great program, Meals on Wheels. Just think about it. If you weren't able to get out and go shopping and get food and do these things, what a service that would be to you. So let's help them out and make sure they get enough help to be able to do all the things that they need to do. Now, of course, coming up not this Saturday but next Saturday, it's Christmas at the Stables. Free admission. It's going on from 5 to 8 p.m. Now, tell us, you said you had entertainment. What is the entertainment?
Okay. Well, right now we've got the AME Church lined up. That's our first entertainment. And we've got Lifetime Discovery's kids that are going to come out and
little angels that they are,
and they have performed every year. And so, you know, we're going from our home at that point. But we've got the Mennonite Choir from Cold Springs Church. This
great
be,
following on that.
They do very big following in Abbeville, so we're really excited about them. And we're hoping to have a couple other acts that we're trying to totally confirm and make sure that they're going to be there. But so, you know, definitely some good live entertainment, some Christmas music going on, and dancing and excitement, and It'll be great.
It'll all be over there in Abbeville. It'll be like going out of town, but it's not like going out of town because it's only up the road here.
That's right. And a lot of people have asked, where is this Liberty Stables? Just find downtown Abbeville and look here for the music. But it's right there on Trinity Street. If you're familiar with where the Trinity Street Church is at the end, it's right there at the beginning. It's kind of down from the Village Grill and the Mexican restaurant right there on the corner. And we haven't talked about the church tour that they've got.
Oh, okay.
There are five churches that are in that area that and they're very big supporters of Meals on Wheels as well. But, you know, they've had a tour of homes. So we thought, what about a tour of churches? Because, like, there's several churches in Abbeville that people have said, I would love to see inside that church. Well, guess what? They're going to get the opportunity to do that.
How about that?
Because we have a tour of homes ticket. So it's $2 is all. And that just pretty much, you know, it lets you get into the churches. They're going to be expecting it. And $5 for the family. So if you want the whole family to go, it's a walk-in tour. But it's going to include First Baptist, the Trinity Street Church that's at the end of the road, Sacred Heart, which is a beautiful church, I'm understanding, Main Street, and then I'm trying to think, First Presbyterian.
Wow, so, how about that?
Yep, there's sanctuaries, and a lot of them's going to have organ music going.
Sure,
somebody playing the organ.
They should be all decorated.
They will.
Yes.
And, you know, churches are beautiful at Christmas.
Absolutely,
so, you know, that way they'll just be neat. And just to get to walk around, the square, because they're all within that area there.
Sure.
And hopefully it won't be too cold.
No, that's true. And, you know, but it starts at 5 o'clock, so that's before it gets really dark.
Mm-hmm.
Goes till 8 o'clock. They'll be having a great time over there. Tracy will be running around like a chicken with her head cut off, having a good time.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And it's your opportunity to help, but it's your opportunity to have a really good time without costing you much of anything.
That's
so,
exactly right.
You know, bring $10, bring $20, and have a whole lot of family fun.
Mm-hmm.
And help Meals on Wheels.
Yes, absolutely.
So I don't know what else we can say. It's in Abbeville. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a benefit. You've got that event. You've got the holiday gift bags coming up. Excuse me. And so much more. So why not get involved and help out Meals on Wheels? Excuse me, Tracy.
That's okay.
What's your telephone number?
Okay, we are at 223-0164. And if you need any more information about the festival, please give us a call. We would love to talk to you.
And I'm dying over here.
She is, y'all.
I'm turning blue. Okay.
I'm trying to think what else I can talk about.
Well, give Tracy a call. And talk to her about all the good stuff going on over there. Hopefully I'll be back in the morning. I don't know what happened here, but Tracy, thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you, Anne, for having me.
Absolutely.
You don't know what this means to you. I always look forward to this time with you.
Absolutely. It's been great, and I'm not going to die, I swear. So this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Get involved. Help out with Meals on Wheels. Give them a call, 223-0164. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.